This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Jody. Sorry, it's on Aileen Kemp. First name A-L-L-E-N-E. Last name Kemp, K-E-M-P. The place is her private residence in Mount Morris, Michigan. Date was January the 3rd, January 12th, 2022. Mrs. Kemp was seen January 12th regarding the chief complaint of cough, but he's known to have COPD, essential hypertension, coronary artery disease, and dementia. He also has Parkinson's disease, period. New paragraph history. Mrs. Kemp had COVID infection in December of 2021, period. She spent 4 days in hospital but recovered, period. However, she does have a significant cough, and that's frequent enough to be noticed by the family and give their concern, period. They're worried if she develops pneumonia, period. There is no sputum, however, but she does cough quite a bit at night, period. She does have COPD, period. She denies shortness of breath. The family states that she occasionally has shortness of breath, period. She has Parkinson's and dementia, and she is, for the most part, bedbound, period. She's declined in recent years, and she's not oriented, and she says very little, period. It takes two people to transfer her to the sitting position, period. She had a pressure injury in the buttock stage too, but that's mostly healed and whitened in color, such as a scar tissue. Paragraph says coronary artery, but there's been no recent chest pain. And in the past, she had a myocardial infarction. She has hypertension, which appears controlled at the present time, period. The dementia is quite severe, and her Parkinson's is quite severe, and she does have increased tone and some cogwheeling. The paragraph review of symptoms. Negative for fever, chills, chest pain, shortness of breath, except at times. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. She sometimes has constipation and she is on Senna. She is coughing quite a bit, but no friend. New paragraph. Past history. Alzheimer's, depression, osteoarthritis, coronary atherosclerosis, dementia, Parkinson's disease, COPD, buttock ulcer. New paragraph family. So both parents are deceased. One sibling had edema and contact dermatitis. Two sons were murdered. One son had lung cancer and breathing issues. Another had malignant neoplasm. It's not clear from where. A daughter had kidney failure. New paragraph. Examination. He's not acutely distressed. And she's not severely ill-appearing, but she's bedbound and debilitated. Blood pressure 137 or 79, pulse 59. Splice rate was 18. O2 saturation 92%. Had an ectopic reactive delight. Eyelids and tongue and cough are normal. Extraction wounds intact. Oral mucosa normal. She is normal. Hearing seems adequate. Next supple. Lungs cleared. Tuberculosis and auscultation. A rare crackle is heard in the bases, but it could be secretions. Cardiovascular. Normal S1-S2. No gallop, no murmur. No, William Chan, she has a systolic murmur, 106. Abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS, she has increased tone. She cannot elevate herself off the bed. She's non-ambulatory. Sensation intact. She's very weak. Paragraph assessment of plan. One, Mrs. Kemp has hypertension controlled with losartan 50 milligrams daily, plus amlodipine 10 milligrams daily. Two, she has coronary artery disease with a stent in the previous MI, and I'll continue aspirin 81 milligrams daily and Plavix 75 milligrams daily. Plus atorvastatin, 80 milligrams daily, period. She's also on isozorbide mononitrate, 20 milligrams daily, period. She rarely needs nitroglycerin. In paragraph 4, she has Parkinson's. I'll continue. Cinnamon, 100 over 25. 1 PO TID, period. She has Alzheimer's and continues Neprozil 10 milligrams daily, plus Memantine 10 milligrams twice a day, and she appears to be tolerating this period. I think she has had hallucinations and has been doing well on Olanzapine 5 milligrams daily for this period. She has depression and now continues Citalopram 20 milligrams daily. She may use Mucinex for next to the cough period. Her family is quite concerned about the cough, and I will get a chest x-ray period. I also ordered CBC in view of some of her ecchymosis in the upper extremities, although it may be related to age, Plavix, and aspirin period. I also ordered a chemistry profile due to hypertension and the fact that she's on Losartan period. Overall, continue the current plan period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating under dictation.